Thank you for choosing Radio Life and Style 88 FM. For the last few weeks or so, we have been talking audiology. That's what we've been doing. And on the phone at the moment, audiologist Farhana Khan. Hello, Farhana.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. How's Peter Maritzburg by the sea today?
Maritzburg is cold. I think, unlike you guys down in Benito, it's beautiful and a sunny day, but still quite chilly here.
Yeah, it is, hey. But I mean, winter's in Durban. I mean, come on, they're not really winters,
there
are they?
No winter in Durban.
Anyway, listen,
no winter in Durban.
Welcome to the show. You are an audiologist. So first of all, tell me about what an audiologist does and your business too. What is your business called?
So I know your previous guests have had some really nice, interesting, you know, names of their businesses. I'm very boring, unfortunately. So my business basically just has my name. So it's Farhana Khan, Audiology and Speech Therapy.
There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. What does an audiologist do, Farhana?
So essentially, as an audiologist, we focus on hearing. So it's everything that, you know, has to do with hearing. So we assess hearing, a crosshair, a lifespan, all the way from, we can do an assessment all the way from babies right up to older adults. Obviously, a large part of what we do is looking at whether patients require hearing aids and do hearing aid fittings. Then there's tinnitus management. Tinnitus is, you know, the ringing or the buzzing that patients hear in their ears, often due to hearing loss. Some practices have more advanced testing equipment available, which allows them to assess patients who have problems with balance and also do more advanced assessments for hearing. So it's actually quite involved.
Okay. All right. Now, you are part of ICANN. First of all, for people who don't know, what is ICANN and how does it influence your approach to patient care?
So ICANN was, I think we started around 2019. So it was a group of, so I had the privilege of being part of the initial group that came up with the idea. We were a group of independent audiologists. So when I say independent, so you obviously have audiologists working in different settings, but we basically independent audiologists in private practice. So we have our own practices. And we just... ICANN basically evolved, the need was to have a group of independent audiologists that were like-minded. So our focus is patient-centered care, and we also wanted to be able to provide, you know, a professional, unbiased approach to hearing care. And so ICANN itself, it's a bit of a mouthful, it stands for Independent Connected Audiology Network. So I was very keen to get on board and to be a part of it because, I mean, I've been qualified for too long. I've been in private practice far too long. I've been in practice for, you know, I've worked in various contexts, but I've been in practice for about 13 years.
Wow.
And, you know, my approach to practice is patient first. You know, you need to listen to your patient. You also need to make sure that you, you know, have rigorous ethical standards. You apply best clinical practice so that the patient is getting the best possible care.
Okay. Let's have a look at common signs of hearing loss that people should kind of look out for, you know, within the family. Yeah. Let's talk about that. What are the common signs, first of all, of hearing loss?
So obviously the first, you know, red flag or one of the most common signs is that people will start to struggle in conversations. And they'll ask, you know, so in a conversation, you'll find a certain individual that they're not hearing will constantly ask for repetition. And you can sense that they're struggling to follow, particularly in a conversation that they're struggling to keep track of the conversation, especially if it's more than one person in the conversation. And then they will also start to misunderstand what people are saying. So they seem to hear the incorrect thing. So that's one of the primary signs that you possibly need to get your hearing tested. And then missing out on certain things, like if you are going to lose your hearing because of age, you first lose your ability to hear high-pitched sounds. So literally things like not hearing your doorbell, missing phone calls, having the TV turned on too loud, or the radio.
And
you may not realize this, and somebody points it out to you that, do you realize that your volume is quite loud, or people will come into the room with, you know, the person with the hearing loss is watching TV and then puts the volume down because it's uncomfortable for people around them.
Okay.
And obviously having difficulty speaking on the phone. One of the primary problems that patients with hearing loss will start to notice is that they're fine in a quiet environment, but they struggle in the presence of background noise. So literally, you know, you're at Checkers, you're paying for your groceries, and the cashier asks you a question.
Yep.
And in the midst of all the background noise, you're like, sorry, what was that? Or what did you say? That's usually when they first start noticing that they really battle in the presence of background noise.
Okay. So let's just move on and tell me the impact that untreated hearing loss could have on daily life and mental health as well. So in other words, you're just shrugging it off. It's nothing. It's fine. And especially males do that a lot.
I mean,
so I'm told. But anyway, what impact does untreated hearing loss have?
So, unfortunately, a hearing loss has a huge impact on your overall well-being. So it's not just affecting you. It's not just that you have a problem hearing. It affects your relationships with your family, your interaction with people.
Yep.
So hearing itself is medically necessary for healthy social, emotional, physical, and cognitive function. So that's how important your hearing is. So I'm going to use a quotation by Beethoven, one of our, the most brilliant composers of our time.
Yep.
He progressively started to lose his hearing from the age of 20, and later in life he went completely deaf. And one of the quotes from Beethoven, he says, "My ears buzz and hum all the time, day and night. I may tell you that I lead a wretched life. Over the past 2 years, I have avoided almost all social contact because I can hardly say to people I am deaf." And this is exactly what a lot of our patients now in the 21st century experience.
Okay.
So the first impact is on communication. You're struggling to communicate. You're struggling in conversation. You're struggling to understand what people are saying because certain sounds are not audible. Speech sounds are not audible to you anymore. People speak quieter, you don't hear. That, unfortunately, leads to social withdrawal. So because it's so difficult to have a conversation or to be out socially, patients start to isolate themselves.
Okay.
So, they will find any excuse not to, go out to a party, make a meeting, to watch the rugby together.
Wow.
They're not going to go out.
It's very sad.
Because it just becomes too much. It just becomes too effortful to be able to hear in a context like that, right?
All right. So if somebody needs to come and see you, you're the expert, you know all there is to know about audiology, then how do they go about that finally?
So with ICANN, we put together, so there is a website for ICANN. It's independentaudiology.com, I think. If they just Google independent audiologist, ICANN will come up.
Yep.
I would encourage, I just want to say one more thing before I say how they can get a hold of us. One of the biggest concerns of having a hearing loss is that hearing loss is linked to increased risk of cognitive decline and dementia. And when you use the word dementia, that sends any patient into a frenzy. Nobody wants to end up with dementia.
No, it's scary.
So if you've got a hearing loss and if it's untreated, it's going to cause accelerated brain atrophy, and that's going to cause cognitive decline and dementia.
Okay.
So if for anything, to improve your hearing, but also to make sure that you safeguard yourself from later cognitive decline, I would encourage patients to reach out. I mean, you'd be surprised, but there are quite a few audiologists all over the country. ICANN has a network of audiologists based across the country. So it's just a matter of on the ICANN website, there's a quiz that they can complete, and then they will be given names of people in the area that they live in to come through for the hearing test.
Lovely. Okay, Farhana, we have to stop you there, but thank you so much for joining us today.
No worries.
And
no worries at all.
And keep up the good work, won't you?
Thank you so much. I can trudge on for a few more years.
One of these days,
if
you ever come to the station here at 88FM, I will put my headphones on you and you will actually go, you are kidding me. Because the volume that comes through my headphones is unbelievable. People don't understand how I've managed to keep my hearing for so long. But so far, good.
And your hearing is fine.
All right.
I'm asking, Dave, is your hearing fine?
Do I what?
Is your hearing, do you hear well?
I'm not hearing you, Vahana, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries, Dave, worries. But thank you for this opportunity.
No, absolute pleasure. You're a lovely lady, and keep up the good work, won't you?
Thank you very much, Dave.
All right.
Thank you. Have a lovely afternoon.
You too.